that you can have authority and not walk in it. I mean, you can go somewhere and go to work, and they say, we're going to put you as foreman, you know, and all I want you to do is do this right here. And you know what? You can go, and all the hands can tell you all other kinds of things to do, and you're not doing the very thing, the only thing that you've been commissioned to do. And you know what? You won't get the job done at what you've been commissioned to do. You have that authority, but you're not walking. That's just an illustration. God sometimes shows us things in the natural so we can understand in the spirit realm. At parallels, natural parallels with the spiritual. Yeah. But how many knows God wants us walking in authority?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And when we walk in authority, that don't mean that everything goes good. That means that we take position that God has given us, and we usurp authority in His name to get His will done.
Amen.
And you know, when we're serving God, when we're really serving God, and we're praying, and we're fasting, we're reading our Bible, we're listening to praise and worship, you know, we're keeping up. I mean, we have a God, inside desire to do His will.
Yes.
I mean, it's in me. I want to do His will. I want to be pleasing to the Lord. I want to be a good witness for Jesus and all of these things, you know. And it's built on the inside of us. And Paul put it this way. He said, it's Him that works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
Amen.
It's God working in us to do His will.
Amen.
You know, kind of like Mac, you know, got this little challenge, big challenge. You know, because he'd like to see the lady in church, and whatever her reasons are, you know, he would like to see her, you know, and you know, that's a God-given care.
Right.
You care.
Right.
And you know what? Usually when something like that happens, there's a place of authority that we walk in when God brings something in our arena that we can walk in, not necessarily ever saying anything to that person. But if God lines it up, yeah. Mm-hmm. But taking authority. How many know this God's will to go to the house of the Lord and be planted in the house of the Lord?
Yeah.
Well, how many know there's a devil involved when people ain't? I'm not saying they're yielding but they're responding to the enemy. So we know what to do there. Satan, I bind you off of them in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I bind you all, bind every principality, especially living next door. Man, you got the anointing on that one block.
Bless
him, Lord. That block belongs to you, man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I need all the help I can get.
Link to it. You got it. You got us. You got the power. You've got the power of God. And you know what? These things, we're growing. We're growing in the knowledge of God. We're growing in our spiritual authority place. You know, I sometimes say to people, you know, it's just growing pains. You know, you're going through this because you're growing. You know, it's kind of hard for Aiden to grow right now because he's getting spanking here, spanking there, spanking here. You know, that's okay. That's a part of growing up. Right? You know, it's things are not very comfortable sometimes. Hallelujah. But God wants us walking in authority. Shannon, he was talking about now, you know, it's good for us to make plans. It's good for us to make plans as Christians, save money, you know, honor the Lord and all. But be open to the Holy Spirit, you know, and as Shannon was talking, he got my hemo and said he wants a cow. Thank God, we're going to believe everyone in, aren't we?
Well, they do.
You better have a good fence, baby, and no dogs. He'll run right through the fence. But anyhow, you know, he's over there, and he's telling me a little bit about his plans, you know, go save this and do that. And I could see the excitement in his eyes, you know. And then at that time, man, he thinks, well, I really want a fence. And he didn't say all of that, you know. And so I was sitting on my back porch one time, and I thought about it. It was about in 2008 or 9, and I was sitting on my back porch, and I was discouraged a little bit because I didn't have no money. Things weren't good in the natural, you know, and I didn't really feel good, and, you know, or anything like that. And I'm sitting there on my back porch, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit, somebody had to say the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, hallelujah. He spoke to me on the inside.
Hallelujah.
And he said, you can have it all.
Bless you, Lord.
And I thought, I can have it all. I can have it all. Like that, and I thought about it. And I thought, well, the only reason I can't have it all is because I'm looking at my circumstances then.
Right.
I'm sitting here, you know, I'm sitting here not believing. And so, glory to God, I told Shannon that. I said, just believe it in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just believe it in. You're working, you're honoring God. That's a believer's authority.
Yeah.
That's a believer's authority. But you can sit there on the back porch like I would. Well, I can't have that block wall because I ain't got no money. I got my block wall.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I started from there and I started saying, glory to God. God, your word says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen.
Right.
The things that are eternal. These natural things are earthly. But your word and your spirit and your power is eternal, God. And I call in my block wall. I call it in. Glory to God. And you know what? It wasn't long. I had my black wall. Block
Amen.
Wall. It wasn't too long I had my pontoon boat.
Bless him, Lord.
It wasn't too long after that I had me a BMW convertible. Hallelujah, still sitting up there. I hadn't drove it this year myself. And I told Trent, I need to get that BMW. And see, this makes some people upset. But remember what I just said. I was sitting on my back porch.
That's right. Come on.
It's not about the boat. It's not about the BMW. It's not about the block wall. It's about the authority of the believer having what the desires of your heart are if you are delighting yourself in the Lord. If you are going after the Lord, or if you are loving the Lord, then there's nothing wrong with those desires to have natural things. But I had to get up. I told Travis the other day, we was talking about some things, and I told him, I said, you know, I said, it reminds me of the two leprous men in the Bible. I said, they had been took, everything had been took from them. They were leprous men. They were just sitting outside of the enemy's camp, and they were dying, the Bible says. I read that story in the Old Testament, just reading the Bible, and all of a sudden when I got to that, it started ministering to me. It stuck out to me is what I mean. When you read that Bible and something starts sticking out, don't just read on. Stop. Stop and go back and say, what is this? What are you saying, Lord? What are you trying to get to me, God? He's fixing to give you some revelation.
Come on.
That's not normal for that to stick out to you. Well, you know, one of them looks at the other one and he said, hey, man, he said, we're starving. We're dying. He said, if we stay here, we're going to die. He said, but if we get up and go in, they might feed us. They just made a choice. I'm not going to sit here till I die.
Right.
But God, they got up and God called their enemy to hear an army. Two men got up. And God caused them to hear an army. And I mean, they run off and left. They didn't even get their horses. Man, they took off. They left all the horses. I'd at least got a horse. With you? Man, they were scared, wasn't they? Something, boy. I mean, God just lit a fire there that, I mean, whatever the case might be, that enemy lickety-split, man. And they went from rags to riches. They went in there, they're like, whoa, gold, silver, man, food, animals, the fire's going, let's eat.
Amen.
See, these things in the Bible, all these guys did was got up in the authority of God and didn't even realize it. They did it out of ignorance. But God was waiting on them to get up. Give me that Mark 16. That. So I told Shannon, I said, call it in. And I was thinking about it during praise and worship. And I thought, how do you call in a fence? You go up there where that fence is going to be.
Come on.
And you say, boy, that hard world looks good.
It is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put that post is going to look good there. And you walk it. You walk that thing and you say, thank you, Lord, for my fence. You will bring it in supernatural. Now, see, we're living in a time where you don't got a lot of people doing that kind of stuff. A lot of Christians ain't doing that kind of stuff because that's why they're not getting a lot of stuff happening. They're thinking it's just, you hear it on Facebook and different places. God, would you please come down and wrap your loving arms around them? That's ridiculous. Y'all heard it, I guess. Now, God, explode yourself on the inside of them, God. He ain't coming down here. He's on the throne, and Jesus is sitting on his right hand. And the Holy Spirit is down here ready to explode the power of God inside of people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He's done it to me. I mean, I've been in this thing 20-something years. I'm shocked. I'm amazed that I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Yeah. But you know what? I ain't crawled my way up. I've been climbing up this ladder the whole time. Hallelujah. Going higher and higher in the things of God, in my way of thinking. You know, casting thoughts down that are contrary to the Word of God. I don't care if everybody on the planet says them Christians, they think they're somebody. They're kings and priests unto God. And we know they're not perfect. Nobody said we're perfect. We've been made the righteousness of God. We have the indwelling of God's Spirit on the inside of us when we yield to Him. And then as we get in the Word of God, we begin to find out who we are and what we have and the rights that we have to walk in authority in this earth and call those things that be not as though they were. I call my business blessed. It don't look like it right now, but I don't look at what it looks like in the natural. I believe in it in. I didn't come too far to pedal that bike backwards.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer or not?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm going to show you in the Bible if we get time where fever hears.
Yep.
Fever hears.
Yep.
I'm going to show you in the Bible where trees hear. I'm going to show you in the Bible where water hears and wind hears. Reckon that COVID hears?
Yes.
I believe it hears. I believe it hears those, COVID, Jesus, the ball, I hope it don't come. Come on. Come on, yeah. Come on, come on. See, we're in a time where the media and all that, and I don't listen to them all that much, you know. But I mean, they lie on that channel and lie on that channel and lie on that channel and don't tell the truth on that one. Don't tell the ones that's died. Don't tell the ones that got paralyzed after they got lost. I got a friend of mine right up here that his job made him take it. He's at home in bed now with chills and fevers. Sister, yeah, the lady that went to church here, her niece died after she took the COVID shot.
She had both shots and she died with COVID.
She died with COVID after having both shots. They're lying.
Yep, come on.
Heard it on my local news channel. If you ain't vaccinated, stay at home. Don't travel over the holiday weekend. And then it says if you are vaccinated, wear a mask. I'm like, why you want to wear a mask if you're vaccinated? I'm not doubting them. I'm just saying. That's kind of confusing, ain't it? They made out like to me if I would just get shot up with this stuff that I could be Superman up here against COVID. Now that they found out weeks later and months later that people that get the shots get COVID, well, they got to come up with something, I guess. But I'm coming up with something else. COVID has a name. And this old boy right here is standing against COVID in this church, hallelujah. Standing against COVID in your family, in my family, in this community right here. We're going to stand against it. We wrestle not against natural things, but against principalities. But if we just cow down and we just say, well, this thing's just rampant, ain't nothing we can do. Satan's done hoodooed us, bless God. And he knows what he's doing. He's trying to get us to believe what we say and the authority we have ain't going to do nothing against this.
Come on.
I told Satan, I said, let me tell you something. Tracy couldn't kill me. Man, we were young kids and we got together, Matt, and both of us rebellious as all coon dogs. You know? We kind of rough, you know. And I told Satan, I said, Tracy couldn't kill me. Flu ain't been able to kill me. Guns ain't been able to kill me. Drugs ain't been able to kill me. COVID ain't been, heart attacks And all of these things coming on the earth, I've been fighting and resisting all of it all the time. I've been recovering quickly when I am attacked with things, bless God, and ain't nothing going to move me back. I'm not going to say, well, you're older now, you're immune system. I'm not going to talk that stupid junk.
Amen.
Praise God. I think my heart can hear me.
Yes,
I believe my legs can hear me. I believe my joints can hear me. They heard Jesus. They heard the prophets in the Old Testament. He said, "Go to the internet valley." He said, "What do you see?" He said, "Lord, I see a valley of dry bones, an army of dry bones." He said, "I see a valley of dry bones." He told him, he said, "Go down." He said, "Prophesy to them dry bones." And you know what happened? Flesh began to form on them bones when he began to speak. He didn't know it, nothing happened until he did what God said. Speak to those. And an army came out of those bones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. And we ain't got no trouble.
That's right.
We ain't no trouble. These signs, we got signs. Jesus told the disciples, and people told me, well, you know, that was Jesus, and that was the disciples. I said, what are we?
Right.
I said, you read the story like it ended when they died. I said, he said, these were unto 1,000 generations. But God, they ain't been 1,000 generations yet.
Right.
They ain't no new heaven and new earth yet.
Right.
They ain't no angels come down here and raptured us out of here yet. Hallelujah. When all these things, then these things that I'm talking about right here, we won't need them.
Right.
We ain't going to need them. We need it. If God seen we didn't need this Bible, but God, he wouldn't have got it for us. They've been trying to destroy this Bible for thousands of years. Can't do it.
Amen.
You can take that Bible. And I'm a walking Bible. I got a bunch of it in me already, man.
Glory God.
Try to cut that out. Not going to happen. And it works. It works whether I got that pages right there or not. I got the law of the Bible in me. Greater is he than is in. You can't cut that out. You can't cause me to cough it up and spit it up and say it ain't. I done got it on the inside of me, but God, that greater is he that's in me, and if God be for me, COVID can't be against. Who can be against me? The government? But God, who can be against God? And we're the army of the Most High. Did you know that people are criticizing Kenneth Copeland Ministries for years and years and years, called him the devil and everything? Did you know what he did after people was abandoned over there in Afghanistan, hallelujah, by the United States government, hallelujah, after the he gave Glenn Beck 15 million, this preacher man that got airplanes and stuff, he gave Glenn Beck on TV $15 million and loaned him his jet plane and went and got 5,100 people out of there.
Right.
Hallelujah.
We might need a plane.
Amen.
Where we going, Johnny? Come on, man. We're going to wherever God's man. Yeah. Who was that? That was Johnny and Scotty. Headed out on a mission.
Oh, Scotty there bought the fancy son. Got a jet plane.
If I had one, I guarantee you'd have it.
Come on.
I guarantee you.
What do you need all that land for, you got?
Because in the Bible it said I could have it. Right, he said he'd give me houses. I ain't got but one.
Yeah.
Houses. More than one. Now these in it. Oh, I miss you guys. If you already walking in part of that, I'll catch up with the lady. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
But you know what? I mean, we've got to, you know, you need to call yourself blessed. Call yourself strong.
Yep.
Call yourself wise. Hallelujah. I mean, don't sit down because you don't understand everything and say, well, I just don't understand all the struggle. You don't have to understand all the struggle. You don't have to. I don't want in people's mind. And people ask me, what are they thinking? And I'll look at them and say, I don't want in their mind. I'm fine out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people, I don't know how they think. It'll warp up me.
Well,
I sure don't want in there. Warp me up. Just stay out here. Look on in. Look out. Look in there. Somebody told me the other day, said, you know, if our brother, I'm after my brothers. I'm believing for them. I'm believing for them to get born again. I'm believing for them to come down here. I believe we're on the right track here. I believe we got the anointing. I believe we got the Holy Spirit. I believe we got the power on the Word of God. And I believe if they'll just come over here, I believe their lives will be changed like ours have. Don't you? I have confidence in God in here, not in me. I have confidence in greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. I believe that about your family. I believe everybody here ought to be here tonight. We ought to have overflows with big TVs out there so we ain't got enough room in here till we get our new church.
Amen.
He says, in my name they'll cast out devils. Don't you ever run from the devil and tell people you go to Faithway Christian Center.
Right.
Devil, where do you go to church? Oh, I can't tell you right now. That's the best way you can do it. I just can't tell you right now. They told me not to. Because we ain't scared of him. We cast them out, actually. You should be casting them out if you're a believer. You should be getting up, but God, that devil trying to come in your house through people and different things, gossip, turmoil, and all that. Praise God. You ought to stand up and declare, go in there and get the anointing oil and put it over the doorpost of your house and anoint your house and tell that devil, I cast you out of here in the name of Jesus. You don't have no right here. You're not staying here in the name of Jesus. I have a house of peace.
Come on.
I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Man.
Then when they call on the telephone, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Have you heard about Jesus? You remember him? You remember Jesus? Don't be sarcastic. Tell them. Say, Jesus, did you hear Jesus is the way? Hey, man, we used to be there. Tell them. We used to be there. We didn't, but we finally got smart to what the devil was doing. He's dragging us off into this garbage all the time. And we felt good that we got in this garbage. And now it's just a web in our life now. Now we don't feel good. We felt good. We left church and got that phone call right out of church. See, get wise to it.
Yes.
And say, listen, man, come on now. You shouldn't have called me out of church. You should have been in church with me. You wouldn't be talking like this.
That's right. Come on,
man. Take authority over that devil. You're not trying to offend them or hurt them.
That's right.
I mean, they asked us to leave off the street. Don't preach the gospel down here.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible. You think that's going to stop me? That just fire me up.
Amen.
I'm after it. I'm fasting, saying, God, what we going to do, God? What you want me to do, Lord? What say you? He's liable to say, go back over there. Wouldn't shock me if you don't say, go back. Then what am I going to do? Say, you remember Paul, what they did to him when he did that, Lord? They beat him up, God. They drug him out and nearly left him for dead. God, they put John and him in prison. Wouldn't it be something? He says, go back down there. He does going to put me in jail over it. Well, we all better be ready to get a sermon together and preach and lock it out. But God, I'm being serious. I'm not being funny, man. I'm serious. That's your authority. I can't do it. No, the Bible don't say that. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It don't say you can do all things after you figure it out, after you get good at doing it. I'm still not good at preaching. I feel like I do work most of the time. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Come on.
I told him, I said, I didn't have anything on the right page. I had all the scripture just mixed up, you know. I spent about 3 hours studying, couldn't put nothing together right. I spent about 3 hours studying, you know, and so I told him, I said, you might do these two first and just run all of these. Just put them in there and I'll tell you what holds. I didn't have it all together. I don't need it all together. If they wanted me to be all together there, see, I just have to come here and believe them. Just
right.
Like you got to come here and believe God. You got to come here. You might not know how he's going to do it in your life, how you're going to make it through, but you just going to have to trust him and stand up. And that's taking authority. That's standing in authority.
Mm-hmm.
That's standing in that place of confidence. Confidence, faith. Confidence in God is that place of authority. People told me, what if you get that COVID? You got heart disease. I said, no, no. And no, I ain't.
That's right. Come on.
Well, just come on. What if you do? No, we ain't going there. You ain't bringing me down there in that basket.
Right.
Bless God. I might have had it. I don't know, Mac. If I did, I didn't feel real good.
went on to work. They said, "You got COVID." I said, "You don't know, I wasn't tested." My doctor told me. He said, "Yeah, you was in the hospital. Do you sleep the same bed as her?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, you had it." I said, "Well, I guess I had it then." I started to tell him, sucker ain't nothing. Well, people take that as you're arrogant. Just because you whipped COVID. Get upset because I whipped COVID. Well, I'm good. Stay mad. Get upset because I whipped. That's another thing Shannon said. He said, "Brother Gray, I like him. He's just straight out." Old Shannon, he just standing. He said, "I'm telling you, I'm not going to put up that poverty in my house." I said, "Good boy. Good boy. I ain't going to put up with that over there. I ain't going to put up with it." I mean, that's a good attitude. You ain't good. You're not going to live in, you know, he done been here long enough. He done found out poverty is under the curse. It's part of the curse. Poverty is part of the curse. Galatians 3:13 says, "Man, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death, that the blessing of Abraham might come on us." Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Ah, whoo, that devil, he's whipped. We got him whipped. "They shall speak with new tongues." Go ahead.
Better get day. Yeah. Just changed the tone.
Boy,
we're burning them up,
huh?
Bless God, can I say something?
Travis tried that, Preston's charger went out. Go ahead.
You know, we went to help Richard and them out with their plumbing, but we never did get down there. We turned around there to go get parts. That's what we're saying about the poverty. You know, if we don't do something about it, if we think, you know, we ain't got money and this and that and this and that, we don't stand up and do something about it. Good Lord, you know, he can, like it's preached to us, he's bind if we don't get up and do something about it. You know, we got minds. He gives us a strong will. And, you know, we got to be bold. Yeah, I can get out and I can work. I can work my hands down. You know, I got calluses and they're there for a reason. I need to get back like that, you know. And that's, we went to get them parts, and, you know, it didn't go through the bank. All on the county, you know, was overdrawn. We didn't mean to do him wrong, but guess what? The devil ain't getting that with us no more. None feared. That's getting straightened out, and I'm not going to be borrowing from no bank no more. We're not getting that no more. We're going to be bold as a lion. We're going to stand what the Lord wants us to do. And we ain't, you know, that's it.
Ain't going back. Hallelujah. Right. Take that authority. Making that mind up to go there. He says, "They shall take up serpents if they drink any deadly thing." I mean, listen to this. You can drink cyanide. I'm not talking about go drink it and test God. Just say it.
Right.
I'm just saying the power of that scripture.
Right.
He said, if you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. It shall not hurt them. That's mine.
Amen.
And bless God, I poisoned myself eating plums one time. And bless God, I really did. They had some strong, I poisoned myself stealing plums as a Christian. I didn't mean to steal them. I just on the job, man. They looked good, and I like them plums, boy. I eat them. They was poison. Good poison. Not mean it, that hurts. And so, my God, I took hold of that scripture up there, and I said, "No weapons formed to get me a prosper. Lord, I repent for stealing them plums." The people wasn't hurt. I mean, they'll probably give me some. They're not of them. But I poisoned myself, and I began to speak to that poison in my body. I said, "I can eat any deadly thing, and it won't hurt me. I bind you in the name of Jesus." Satan said, "You're going to have to go to the first room." I said, "Oh no, last time I went there, they robbed me. They charged me for a room and for $300 for a room, and they stuck me with a needle in the hall. And I got charged for a room." And I told Satan, "I told you then, you'll never rob me with sickness and disease again."
Uh-huh.
And bless God, you know what? It wasn't just a little while. My stomach cleared up and never fazed me.
Amen.
Now people say, "Well, you know, that was just coincidence." Liar!
Amen.
It is to your imagination.
Amen.
Wasn't no coincidence to me. I ate it. And I stood on it.
Amen.
And I mean, I took authority over. That's authority. You're taking authority over that.
They shall lay hands on the sick. We lay hands on people with COVID and heart attack and in a coma. We're not scared of that. Man, we're like the preacher. He said that they told him, let me go over there. There's a disease overseas killing people, man. And they couldn't stop it. And the Lord told him, he said, go over there and lay hands on them. And they went over and they said, oh, no, you can't go over there. He said, it'll get on you, it'll kill you. He said, I want y'all to put some of that on me. He said, it has to die on me. This is documented. And he goes over there and they put that virus on him under a microscope and it died.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Died.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's that? Morris Murillo, ain't it?
That was John G. Lake.
No, I'm talking about another one. That was John G. Lake. But this is recently. COVID-19. Morris Murillo. He's over there in California, holds revivals, winning thousands. He's on Victory Channel. If y'all ain't got it, y'all can try to look it up. Get you some 24-hour preaching going on. Get you some victory news. They got an hour and a half news channel. You know, they tell it in faith. They tell you what the truth is.
Amen.
It's a faith channel. Yeah. Kenneth Copeland Ministries owns the station.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And he's got all these good ministers coming on there. And he give them free TV time, which they all send offerings, I'm sure, praise God. But he's on there the other day and he said, yeah, he said, COVID attacked me. He said, and I've got all the symptoms. He said, and I went to the hospital. He said, I had to go to the hospital. He said, I get in the hospital in there and he put me in the hospital. He said, this was on a Thursday. He said, I got up and started walking in that room and I started rebuking COVID in the name of Jesus, telling it that no weapons formed against, loose my body in the name of Jesus. You come against me, but I rebuke you. He said, I walked out of there Saturday with no symptoms.
Amen.
Did you know God raised him up so that I could hear that? I needed to hear that.
Right, bro.
I needed to hear it. Because if you listen to all them TV stations, it's just, you know, everybody's going to die with it the way they give the spirit of it.
Right, yeah.
If you shut up, you're doomed. If you don't shoot up, you're doomed. If you don't shoot up, you're the killer of everybody else.
Yeah.
They just don't know. I am in the Father.
Amen.
You are in the Father.
Right.
You're in the one that defeated death, hell, and the grave. Our life is hid in God through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And you know what? See, the church is going to be the rescuers in the last days. It ain't going to be the government. It ain't going to be the hospitals. It's going to be the church of the living God that's rising up in faith and power in this earth. And when Jesus comes, he's going to say, yep, my question is answered. Will I really find faith on the earth? And here y'all are.
Amen.
That's what he's going to say. Yep. Here y'all are. I found it. A big church down here. People that didn't back down from COVID, didn't back down from looking at things in the natural. Their body. I done almost completely drove out whatever that was, arthritis. I called it arthritis in my arm that was waking me up at 1 and 2 in the morning. Pain to pick anything up, to play the bass. Y'all didn't know it, but it was happening. And bless God, I laid my hands on my arm, but God, and I went up and I said, you foul spirit, you go loose me and let me go. You get out of my body. You are not welcome here. I'm the healed of God, and I drive you out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's taking authority. And I mean, I've had Christians tell me, Scotty's a little weird, praying for his legs. They said and lay hands on the sick, didn't they?
Right.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Lay hands on everybody and get everybody that cast out of them? Now I just got to deal with it? No. I'm going to lay my hands on my own self. This body's just a temple.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what I used to think. I'm getting everybody healed. God, they ain't healed. You know, God. I told God one time, he said, I want you to have healing school. On Tuesday nights. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, heal my nose where I can go preach healing. Heal my nose, heal my sinuses, God, where I can go preach it. And you know what he asked me? He said, what has your sinuses got to do with go preach my word? See, I mean, I'm thinking, I can't preach it because I'm not, you know, I mean, don't it make sense? Now, heal me now, I can preach it. Not the way this thing works. I'm healed today.
Amen.
Bless I come up there and preach that, but God, telling everybody how that 17 documented cases in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that praise God, in the majority of them, their faith made them whole. Praise God, getting them in the place to where they say, well, I'm not waiting on God. And he needs my faith to believe I'm already healed. Well, I wasn't healed. So I understand when you're in a struggle, it's hard to believe. I understand when you're in a struggle, it's hard to stand in it. I understand when you're going through things, then it's a challenge. That's why everybody don't do it, but God. But there's some of us that's just bold enough to stand up and say, God's word says, by his stripes I'm healed. And God, I don't need the church and everybody to be in agreement with me. I'm in agreement with the word, and it sounds good to me, sounds good to the Holy Ghost, and God's word is finished and settled, and bless God, I'm going to stand on it.
Amen.
That's the determination me and you've got to have.
That's right.
Now, it's good to know that we got one another. But if you call me at 2 in the morning, I mean, I got a big fan, Teresa bought me. I mean, this sucker is like, it's like a plane in there. The angels would have to wake you up. Somebody broke in. I never know they broke in. So I might not be there at 2, Matt, for you in the morning. You know? But if all of us don't need to have, call each other at 2:00 in the morning because we call on the true living God. And we know that he can do more than any human being. We know that he can intercede, hallelujah, for us. He can move in, hallelujah. That's a great place.
Amen.
Give me something else. Let me see. I got to hurry. Give me Mark 9. That Mark. Yes. Jesus answered them and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him. This right here is where the disciples had been able to cast out devils. And they'd come to this place where they was not able to cast this devil out. And this is after it. He said, bring him to me. Jesus said, bring him to me. And they brought him to him. And when he saw him, straightway the Spirit tore him and fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. He's had it for a long time. Go ahead. And oftentimes it cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. This is the little boy. This is his son. You know, he's going here to Jesus. Jesus said to him, you poor thing. Look at what he said. You poor thing. No, he didn't, did he? He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Amen.
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Go on, give me some more. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he what? Rebuked. Me and you got to do some rebuking.
Amen.
This is an example for me and you. WWJD, bracelets, what would Jesus do? You know, most of the time in that time, they were like, well, he went and cast, and he went and lied, and, you know, and then I thought about it. I thought, well, what would he do? He'd cast out devils. He'd heal the sick. He'd lay hands. He'd rebuke it. I thought, I'm going to get off this negative little pity things that they're talking about. And I'm going to get on the big stuff. Because when I get on the big stuff, I won't do the little stuff.
That's right.
See, me and you has got to do some rebuking. Saying, he said, rebuke the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou deaf and dumb spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, enter into him no more. He commanded him what to do. He charged him. He commanded him. He said to him. And I thought about it when I got there. I thought the spirit was deaf and dumb. But it heard that. See, it's not necessarily what the voice. It's the authority.
Amen.
It's the spirit behind the believer. It's the anointing. It's Jesus. It's the grace of God. It's the mercy of God that set this guy free.
Amen.
You know? He said, "It enter him no more." And I told Satan one time when I was going down the road, and he's just my thoughts, you know, just bombarding my thoughts. It was really about Teresa, you know. She's going to run around on you again, blah, 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 you know, and all that. You believe, but this stuff don't really work. He's trying to convince me that all of it don't work. And so I just slammed on the brakes, slid down the side of the road, man. Slammed it up in park, jumped out of the truck like an idiot. Run around on the other side. And I done heard a preacher say, if Satan's in your house, open the door and tell him to get out. Well, I wasn't in the house, but I felt like he's in my truck. I jerked that door open, and I almost cussed, but I didn't. I'm mad, you know, I'm mad. And I told him, "Get out of my truck right now, you idiot, in the name of Jesus." And I done read this. I said, "And don't you ever get in my truck again."
Bless you, Lord.
Bam! I mean, the Bible says resist him and he has to flee.
Amen.
He got out. He done what I told him to do. But God, I mean, I ain't 6 months old in the Lord, man. Now I'm 30-something and I'm going to get weaker? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Hallelujah. No. Man, we're supposed to increase in God. What scripture you got for that? He takes us from one level of faith to another level of faith. One level of glory to another level of glory. He don't say it'll all run out. He said he'd give the fivefold ministry, which is the teacher, the prophet, the pastor, and the evangelist, and all. He'd give that for the building up of the body of Christ until we come to one unified faith.
Amen.
One unified faith growing in the faith of God till we're fully operating in God kind of faith in this earth.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So we see that the deaf can hear. Right? He talked to it. He commanded it. He commanded it. Hallelujah. Okay, give me the Luke 4. Okay, just a few minutes here.
What verse?
Luke 4. Yeah, you didn't get them. Let's see here. Luke 4, 36 through 40. See, that's why I like to go to the Word of God. Not my theory. My theory got me bankrupt and all. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits to come out." For with what? Power and authority. He commanded. He commanded. And the fame of him went out into every place and the country. Country round about, and he rose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. Go ahead. And he stood over her. What? And what? Oh, Lord, if you can. It's not what Jesus done. Lord, don't let them die with it. That's not what Jesus done.
Right.
And people say, "Well, that was Jesus." I said, "Yeah, but he ascended to the Father and gave us the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead."
Amen.
He said, "Great works that I do, but greater works that you'll do because I ascend to the Father."
Thank you, God.
I mean, we're going to do greater than this. Now, I've cast out devils. I've been face to face with them when they melted. I had a dream one night. I was going to the Blount County Jail, Coleman County and City and the Blount County and street ministry, different things. And I had a dream on a Friday night. And in my dream, I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like this. I'm fixing to fight, and I'm sweating because this dream is so real. But this guy, me and this guy, is fixing to fight. And it's intense, and my adrenaline is pumping in my sleep. And And right before I woke up, he starts squealing like a pig. The dude just starts squealing like a pig. And so I said, oh man, what's this, Lord? He said, this kind cometh out by prayer and fasting. I heard him. I went back to sleep, man. I didn't fast or nothing. It wasn't talking about that devil. That scripture in there is talking about unbelief.
Right.
Get rid of unbelief. Fasting helps you with unbelief. Not when you're not able to believe God, do some fasting. Just get before the Lord and say, God, I set this time aside, Lord, to draw closer to you, God, to submit myself to you, God, that unbelief is broken in my life, God. I go to the jail, I get there to the city, and I'm going around through there, and I'm ministering to these people, and this one guy, this is next to the last guy that I'm going to minister to this day. And I talked to him just a few minutes, and he said, man, you need to see the next guy over there, man. You know, he's got problems. I said, okay. I said, that's fine. I'll get over there. And he said, well, man, where do you go to church? I told him, and he said, well, man, reckon you could get me the address to the church? And I thought, man, I don't know the address. I said, hey, I got a good idea. I said, I'll go in here and get the phone book, and I'll look up the church and get you the address, man. Because he's going to come to church when he gets out of jail, he said. And so I go in there, and I said, And the jail was in there. I said, hey, reckon I could use the phone book. I said, that guy's wanting to know where I go to church, and I don't know that. They're telling the story, you know, and everything. And then he said, sure. He said, have you got to that last cell down there yet? Did he give you trouble? And I said, no, I haven't got down there yet. Why? He said, right before you come, he said he was squealing like a pig down there. Boy, I mean, it hit me. I mean, it hit me. This was on a Sunday. That was on a Friday night when I had that. It hit me. I thought, oh, my God. I said, what'd you say? He said, he was squealing. Sound like a little pig. You get a pig and you get it. You know how little pigs squeal when you grab their leg. I thought, oh, my God. I carried that guy and I'm like, Oh, Jesus. So I go on in. I go on, you know, and I go there and I look at this guy, and when I look at this guy, he said, I know who you are. Oh my God, I felt it. This dude's got some authority from the dark side, man. I know who you are. He told me what road I came across. I didn't tell nobody in jail. That'd be stupid, wouldn't it?
I live up there in Blountsville, you know, the blackmail box up there. Y'all come on down when you get out of jail.
I didn't tell nobody nothing where I live.
That's right.
Told me what road I come across. And then he looked at me, man. He said, and you put a cat in my mailbox. Like that, he runs his hair. He could say I can run so fast that my hair get on fire. And then he goes, melts right before my eyes and slides across there, man. And I'm like, oh, God. Man, I'm slammed up against the block wall, man. I mean, I'm about to get a black box. I know it's hard to believe this really happened to me, man. That guy we was reading over there a while ago throwed him in the fire and all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We just over here in the U.S., we don't see all that too much going on, but it's here.
Yeah.
It's around.
Yeah.
They got most of them locked up for us in loony houses and stuff. Yeah. Out of their right mind. Got them in their straight jackets and soft rooms and all that stuff, you know. These people, demon possessed and stuff, got them in prison. Then comes back up, and then he's talking in his right mind. You know, I said, come on over here, man. Well, I'm again in the back wall, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'm with you. And then when he said that, peace come all over me. A boldness just came back. I was in fear, unbelief in me. I should have done some fasting. I should have fasted Saturday. I should have done some fasting, you know, to get ready and cast that out of this guy. Well, the guy wouldn't ever come up and let me get a hold of him. I'm going to cast him out anyhow if you let me get a hold of him. Come on over here, man. Come over here, man. Let me pray for you. I'm wanting a hold of him. But God was having mercy on me, see, because it might have attacked me, you know, and done some damage to me. God had mercy on me. Well, that never happened again, but God, I left there and I thought, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, that dude's bound, but still bound by that demon, God. If I'd have fasted and prayed, God, if I'd done what you told me to do, God, I'd have set that dude free that day in that jail. And I released it to the Lord, and I said, Lord, don't let me be the only one, Lord. Let him cross somebody else that'll set him free. See, look, we can't get so locked up on our troubles that we're not aware of what we're called to do. Because what we're called to do, we can take authority over these things that is trying to hinder the will of God in our life. The will of God is that you be healed and strong and well and ready to go and preach the gospel and do this thing, hallelujah. If the God's will is that you not be broke and have a jet when you need one where he can send you and rescue people or whatever. Not counting the hundreds of thousands of people that he wins to Jesus flying that plane over and preaching and ministering and building up the body of Christ. That's priceless.
Amen.
That's honestly priceless. Now when the sun was setting, but he said here, he rebuked the fever, and what happened to him? It laid. When you rebuke one, you should expect it to leave. When you rebuke COVID, you should expect it to go.
Amen.
When you speak to COVID, it should obey you. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Every name that has the name has to bow at the name of Jesus.
Right.
Teresa just got on Facebook the other day, a minister on there talking about some people don't get healed. It's not God's will to heal some people. Bunch of false doctrine on the internet, on Facebook. Well, no preacher. So she goes in there and starts to minister the word of God, and he gets some of them upset, you know, and they go to trying to argue. And she goes down there and she sends the scripture, and then that was the end of that. She said, I'm done. I'm not arguing about nothing. I sent the word of God, and that's the end of that. I know that's as far as you need to go.
That's right.
But especially don't you believe the lying junk. Because you know what? If you heal some and don't heal others, you're going to be the one the devil says, you're the one he ain't going to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody that gets sick, you're going to tell them that. You're the one. You're the one that ain't going to be healed. It's just not God's will for you. He'll tell everybody that.
Yep.
So we can't believe that junk. It's God's will that we, all mankind, for all time be healed. And how long do we believe for them? Till they're not breathing. Till they're not breathing. He said, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick or the different diseases brought them to him. And what happened? He laid hands on them and healed them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Man.
So let's me and you together. We're going to stand against COVID-19. And they've been coming up with another variant now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as bad as COVID. When does it end, man? It don't, because Satan's stupid if he thinks I'm going to believe it.
Right.
It ends with me. It ends with us.
Right.
So we're going to believe together. I mean, Robert's church and all those fine folk, we're going to rebuke it off of them, Robert. Let God, it don't belong on the child of God.
Amen.
Let God, no weapons formed against them will prosper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to believe that has to loose them in the name. We rebuking it right now.
Amen.
We rebuke it.
Hallelujah.
And just like this fever right here, it ain't no big devils that are, you know, bigger than we can handle, and some little ones we can take care of. Let God give us the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let them down there, it's kind of scared of the big ones. We'll let them handle them little ones. Them not going to church ones. Them not going to church demons.
Right?
Them demon lied demons. We'll let them handle them. We don't whoop them. Give us them big ones. Give us them that's out here destroying people. Give us them. We're up here. We'll take them, Lord. We'll take them all.
Right.
Just bring them to us, black God, and you've anointed us, and we go. So let's stand together against the devil. Let's stand against the principalities and the powers. I put it on Facebook the other day because they're bashing Biden, calling him this and that. And I wasn't trying to get anybody upset, but the scripture says for us to pray for those that are in authority. That's dangerous for us as Christians to do that. It'll hurt us spiritually. It'll open up a realm of the powers of darkness to come and get us locked in bitterness and anger and hatred. When we are the people of God that is supposed to walk in love. Hallelujah. He tries to trap us that way. Why? Because faith works by love. And if he can get me out of love, he can cause my faith not to work so that I'm open to the lies and traps and snares of the devil, bless God. We're smarter than the devil. So I throwed it up there. Let's pray for those that are in authority. Paul said, pray for those that are in authority. And you know, I've seen some people change. I got a bunch of people on my friends list. And all of them, they get caught up. And I mean, it's enough to make you mad, really. It's enough to make you upset. It's enough to make you feel betrayed. All of that can make you feel things. But listen, we're not people that walk by feeling. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by the word of God. We walk in the power of God. So that we stand strong in the one that is able to do abundantly above greater than we can think or ask. We want to stay in his power, under his grace and his mercy and his anointing, so that we have and keep the power to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick. And I declare every one of y'all healed in the name of Jesus. And don't you think I don't have to fight junk? Well, we don't ever see you. Well, the preacher told me one time, don't ever let Satan see you sweat.
Amen.
So I made up my mind, God help me, that Satan never knows when I'm attacked and he's done some damage. Help me, God. Help me, God, that he don't know. He don't know whether he did it or not. He threw a dart and he can't tell. Help me, God, to be strong. Because the enemy's like, I thought I got him. Well, let's move on to the next. Tree thought, slam. I knew I was going to get him, but I wouldn't like God. Let's get him in the Bahamas now. Send another little demon. Send another trial. Then they're turning on everywhere. Then all your neighbors is mad. Hallelujah. So listen, walk in the authority that God's given you. You have a God-given right to walk in love. They can't nobody make you not do it. You have a God-given right to walk in authority over the devil and cause him to leave you. I don't allow him at my house, man. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Bless you. And man, Teresa doesn't learn when he comes around, you feel both of us feel irritated. You better know there's the devil around. Just look at each other and smile. Yeah, daddy, I love you. Love you, baby. Things like, it didn't work. Now you idiot. We got smarter than you.
That's right.
The Bible says that we resist him in the faith. What is faith? Standing there, not yielding to what you feel. That's faith, man. That's the way it is. And Satan's like, well, shoot, man. I mean, don't come around my house much tomorrow. He knows there ain't no use. He go down the road, I'll stop her and a smile will go on. He tries it every now and then. But I ain't falling for it.
Hallelujah.
So you stand strong. You keep your head up high. Bless God. You know, I left here, and I'm going to close. I left here, and I did, when they asked us to leave. I felt kind of defeated. After I preached such boldness. You know? Then I get halfway home, and I thought, bless God, books for bones does. You know? And it just fired me up. I thought, well, that God should, devil should have messed with them other preachers. Oh, where God told us to go on the street. Black God, we're taking it to the street. I told you I'd lead you into war.
Amen. Come on.
Didn't I tell you? But you know what, praise God? Travis asked about it, and I told him, I said it was a good experience. I said it was a good experience to get rejected and stay in the right spirit. I said it was my opportunity to get rejected and ask to leave and keep everybody in a right spirit. Yep. And I taught you something. So when you're rejected again, and you will, yep, all you do is walk away with your head high and say, where am I going, Lord? What do you want me to do, God? You'll say, well, I've been through this water right here, but God, it didn't whip us, and we're going back out in there and swim again.
That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise